A musical instrument that you blow on like this?
Harmonica.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Not that I can think of.
Do you ever hear French harp called Malcarp? And what about for the one that you twang, you hold between the two?
No, the only other thing I know of is when we were kids, we'd put silk paper over a comb, you know. But as far as it being a musical instrument, it wasn't. We just made one out of it.
Do you remember people having horses and wagons and things? Did you? Are you familiar with
that? Well, sure, honey. I used to have a vegetable man that used to come around here all the time with a horse and wagon, you know, peddle vegetables and fruit and all, yeah. Just about, I guess he died about 10 years ago, but three times a week he'd come around and call and, oh, he'd call them sweet apples and all this and that, you know, but to let you know that he was out there. And so I used to go out and deal with him.
What, on the wagon, if you have a wagon and two horses, what do you call the long wooden piece that comes between the horses?
Harness. No, the harness is what goes around its neck. I don't know what you call those two things that hold the horse in place.
What's the single thing that goes between with the wagon rather than a buggy? You know, there's the long wooden piece.
Never having owned one, it's hard for me to think.
Okay, some of these are, you know, more
right.
Than,
that's right.
What's the part that the face is fastened on to? You know, there's a, like at the wagon in the French quarters, you can see the, there's a little bar of wood about this long. It's got hooks on the end, and that's what the face is fastened on to.
I don't know, Dawn. I really don't know.
And do you ever hear of a swingle tree, a single tree, a whiffle tree?
No.
Anything like that?
Never do.
And on the wagon wheel, the thing that runs across and connects one wheel to the other.
What, is it like an axle?
Okay. And talk about the parts of the wheel. With the inside, you have the hub. Then the spokes come out, and what do they fit in?
The rim.
Okay. What's the rim made out of?
Wood and covered with some kind of heavy metal.
Mm-hmm. Any name for the metal piece that covers the rim?
I imagine there is, but I don't know it.
And say if there was a tree limb or a branch across the road, you'd say it was too heavy to lift, so we took hold of it and we...
What held it, yanked it.
Okay, or using the word drag, you say.
Mm-hmm, drag it. Mm-hmm.
So we took hold of it and we...
Dragged it.
Okay, and you say we've already...
Moved.
Or we're using the same word.
Dragged
it. Huh?
Dragged it.
Would you ever say drug? Or does that sound funny?
No, that's right. Sometimes we use drug. Mm-hmm. But most of the time we use drug in speaking of a pharmacist or something
yeah.
like that.
And... What should, do you remember what, I think I asked you this, but the thing that carpenters use, the A-shaped frame that carpenters use?
Yeah, you asked me that, but I don't know what that is.
Did you ever hear of a sawbuck or sawhorse?
Why, sure, honey. I used a sawbuck, I told you.
The buck is the X-ray.
Yeah.
And you straighten your hair using a comb and a
brush.
And if you're going to use that, you say you're going to do what to your hair?
Comb my hair, brush, comb and brush my hair.
And you
groom it, what you call grooming.
Okay.
Some people call it grooming.
You sharpen a straight razor using a leather
strap.
What would you sharpen a small knife on?